Today's share in the Dear Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Dalid Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are, Amir Tzashem, going to be finishing up Reish Samach Ches. And Amir Tzashem starting Reish Samach Tes. So, we are up to Sif Yud Aleph, starting on the bottom of Mem Dalid Omud Aleph. Af B'Shabbos Sha'acha Yomtiv Omim Brocha Me'ein Sheva. The Mechaber is telling us here that you still say the mini Chazaras HaShatz, this Brocha Chas Me'ein Sheva, the bracha of Konei Shemayim Va'aretz on Friday night, even if that is following Yontif, which was Friday. The Mechaber is telling us this because you might have thought that the reasoning behind the Takana doesn't apply here because people aren't going to be in any likelihood coming late to the Friday night davening because they weren't working on Friday. Nevertheless, the din is lo plug across the board. The rabbis instituted saying this mini Chazar Seshatz on Friday night, even if Friday was a Yontif. Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, one has to be very careful, the Mechaber tells us, not to talk while they're saying Vayichulu on Friday night. Likewise, not to talk during this mini Chazar Seshatz, this Bracha Me'ein Sheva. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Chavav, Batur B'Shem Sefer Chasidim. He brings down from the Tur, who brings it down from the name of the Sefer Chasidim, the following unbelievable story. Ma'aseh b'chassid echad, there once was a righteous individual, Sh'ra'a l'chassid acher, who saw another righteous individual, b'moso, in his death, meaning pirish b'chalom, in a dream, he came to him. Upad of morikos, and his face was green. Amar lo, lama p'nech morikos, why is your face green? Amar lo, so the person who was dead responded, b'mei sh'ayisi medaber, because I used to talk b'vayichulu, during when the tzibur was saying vayichulu on Friday night. B'shar shir atzibur omim u'b'magin avos. And likewise, when the Tzibur was saying Mogin Avos, and when the Chazan was saying the Kaddish after the davening on Friday night, Ad Kan Lashono. The Mishnah Berurah says that is brought down from the Sefer Chasidim. Incidentally, in the Ber Heitev, he brings down additional statements from that Sefer Chasidim, and he writes at the end of Sifkot and Yud Beis in the Ber Heitev, V'lo yisi nisor li tolat zipor nai in Erev Shabbos. And likewise, the person said he was being punished because he wouldn't cut his nails on Erev Shabbos. He cut them in the stomach some other time. He then brings down from the Mati Moshe, Pam achas shochach Rav Klonimus lomar vayichulu. One time Rav Klonimus forgot to say vayichulu on Friday night in shul. Niskar b'soch hazuda, he remembered only in the middle of the meal. V'lokach kos biyadu, he took the wine cup in his hand. V'omar vayichulu ad lasos. And he said the entire paragraph of vayichulu at that point in time. This story is being told to us to help us understand the significance and the importance of this tefillah that Chazal added, and one should not take it lightly, and one certainly shouldn't talk during this tefillah. We go to Sif Yud Gimel, the last Sif in this Siman. The Ramchaber writes, Im hispalu shel chol, if a person mistakenly said the tefillah of the weekday, below his kir shel Shabbos, and he didn't mention anything about Shabbos, or, O shelo hispalu klal, or if a person did not daven at all, Vishama mishaleach tziba brocha mein sheva, me rosh v'yad sof, and he hears this mini chazar sashatz, this brocha mein sheva, on Friday night. And as we just pointed out, he did not say a proper Shmoneh Esrei, either he said the wrong Shmoneh Esrei, so he wasn't Yotze, because he didn't mention Shabbos, or he didn't daven at all. He just comes and hears this brocha chas mein sheva. He heard the entire brocha chas mein sheva, Yotze. The Mechaber tells us that b'dieved, that would be acceptable, just like if a person didn't hear the regular davening and he was Yotze with the Chazar HaSashatz, so he could fulfill his obligation over here too, listening to this mini Chazar HaSashatz, this brocha chas mein sheva. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Nuchav Zayin, Mishum de tfilas arvis rishus, mekilinon ba. The rabbis allowed it to be lenient over here because technically, marv is a rishus. You're not obligated to say it, although, as we pointed out when we learned the halachos of marv, that nowadays we have accepted upon ourselves an obligation, a person is obligated to daven marv. But since, at least in theory, it's a rishus, so therefore the rabbis allowed you to be yotze with this mini chazar sashatz, even though that's not ideal, certainly. And Dishu foot number 41 brings down, based upon this reasoning, im lo ispal al arvis b'mosachol, on a regular weekday, if you didn't daven marv, and you intend to make it up the following morning by having to say a tefillas tashlumin, but instead of saying it yourself, you listen to the chazan. So we brought down sheyotzei dechova, that technically in Siman Kuv Ches we said you could fulfill your obligation that way, again, because arvis is a rishus, therefore the rabbis were makel to allow that to count. Now, the imlo is balo mincha b'erev Shabbos, if you forgot to say mincha b'erev Shabbos, so then, does your listening to this chazar sashatz over here, this bracha b'achs min sheva, does that satisfy your requirement, or do you still have to say a tefillas tashlum? So the Prima Gadim brings down, lo yosei dechove. No, you shouldn't rely upon listening to the chazar sashatz, but instead you should daven the Shemoneh Esrei twice. However, he brings down from the tefillah of David, in the name of the Ma'ariel, that yotzo yedei chove. You would in fact be able to fulfill your obligation by listening to this chazar sashatz. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavches writes, you would fulfill this obligation, according to the Mechaber, Ulechachila, Yeshli Zor, Lo Marim Ashliach Tzibor, Mila B'Mila, Menchilas HaBrocha, Atzof, Brocha, Toshem, Mekadesh HaShabos. In order to do this, he says, you should actually say it along with the Chazan. Dishfurim 42 brings down that even though under other circumstances, when you're listening to the Chazan on a regular day, a weekday, you don't have to say the long word for word with him. So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down that it's different over here because he's not intending to be motzi anybody with his bracha. So therefore, if you want to be yotze with this Shmona Esrei, so to say, you have to be saying it actually yourself as well. And since you are being yotze, the Chayyadim actually brings down, you should take three steps back at the conclusion of it, and you should actually say, Osa Shalom B'Romav, etc., like you would normally when you conclude a Shmona Esrei. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. V'im kvar omar ha-shliach tzibor, tzorech lachzor l'spal. But if you didn't say it along with the shliach tzibor, and the shliach tzibor just said it, then tzorech lachzor l'spal, then you have to go back and say the hoshmon esra yourself. And he says, v'lo yomar b'yochid b'yachas mi'en sheva. And don't think that you could say for yourself, the bracha chas mi'en sheva and b'yotze, but then you have to say the hoshmon esra. Now if you look in the bir halacha, Dibra Masku, Hashama, Mishliach Tzibor, he says, V'lo Yomar B'Yochid, that opinion that we just brought down is from the Morgan Avram. However, he says that you would be Yotze B'Dievet if you did say that, but the Elie Rabbah is cholik on that, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring it down himself, and he says, the Vilna Gaon agrees over here, the Baruch Hazu, Lo Nisakna L'Yochid, and a person shouldn't say this by himself. Dishu Foot number 44 has a further discussion about this, but we're not going to have time, so Ayin Shom, if you're interested in reading further about this. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Gam nochon adavor, it's proper, shiv niskar kodim shishoma me'ashliach tzibor habrocha now, that even before the shliach tzibor is about to say the bracha chas mi'en sheva, and you realize that you weren't yotze yoshmon esrei, shelo yismach hoze, you shouldn't really rely upon listening to the shliach tzibor's mini chazar sashatz's bracha chas mi'en sheva and be content to be yotze that way. But preferable, raki spal odapam tula sheva kiseta, but you should say the real Shabbos shmon esrei yourself and be yotze in the proper way. Ki yesh cholkin al yikar dinze, because there are those that disagree with his entire ability to be yotze with this mini chazar sashatz, and he says, ayin in the tour for further discussion of this. The issue for footnote number 43 brings down, shaliach tzibur shetor b'tzila slachash. However, if the chazan himself makes a mistake that would require him to repeat the Shmon Esrei, he can in fact be yotze with his brocha chasmei and sheva that he's going to say out loud. And even if he remembers before he started to say this, he eno chayv lachzor v'lispal b'lachash, he doesn't have to repeat it in the entire Shmon Esrei, but he can be lichatchila yotze with his brocha chasmei and sheva that he's going to say for the tzibur. That concludes Simen Reish Samaches. And now we go to Simen Reish Samach Tes, which is only one sif. And the Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph, and he writes, No agim lekadish b'beis ha-knesses, the minig is to make kiddush in shul. V'ein lo mekadish litom miyayin kiddush, but the one who's making kiddush shouldn't drink actually from the wine. What should you do with it? He's making kiddush, he's making a bracha, elamatimo lekotin, you give it to a young child to drink instead. So very, very common in shuls that do make kiddush, they look for a young child to go and drink the wine or grape juice that the chazan made kiddush on. Why? The ain kiddush el b'mokum suda, because kiddush by definition has to be in the place of a suda, and there is no suda here in shul. And the Ramah points out, we'll learn these din of ayin lekam and simin reish ayin gimel for these dinim. And therefore, the Mechaber continues, Umei kara lo niskan, the only reason the kiddush was set up at shul was ela b'shvil orchim da'ochle v'shase b'dei knishta. For the poor people or the guests that are eating in shul that are going to have their Friday night meal in shul, but there wasn't enough wine, so they would make kiddush for them in shul and be motzi them the chiv of saying kiddush in that fashion. And nowadays, v'achshav, afal gav d'lo ochle orchem b'vei knishta. Nowadays, most shuls don't have guests staying over in the shul and eating in the shul. So, lo botlach takona. In many places, they retain the original takona of making kiddush in shul for those orchem. And he says, zehu tam ha-makomo sheno l'gadish b'veis ha-knesses. That is the reasoning behind those shuls that still go and say kiddush in shul, even though there is nobody eating in the shul. He says, Halacha l'maisi brings down from the Beis Yosef in the opinion of Tosus and the Rosh in the Gemara in Psochem, and as well the Torah, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, Avo Yosetov lahanik shalo lekadish b'beis haknesses. The more correct way, the Mechaber tells us, is no longer to make kiddush in the Beis haknesses because there are no orchim over there, and he says this is the minog, the chayin minog, Eretz Yisrael. This is what they do in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Ramah adds, he says, Hagah v'nogu lamo b'shor shemekashim v'beis haknesses. By the way, if you are making kiddush in shul, the minhag is to go and stand up in the shul when you're making kiddush. Now, that's the entire Mechaber and the Ramah for this simon. And now we'll look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph says, Hinei yesh omrim shi'yizor li'tein rak l'kotin shalo yigil l'chinuch. What type of a katan should you give the wine to? So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should give it to a child who has not yet reached the age of chinuch. What age this is dependent upon the child, but somewhere in the area of probably between 4 and 8 years old. In any event, Avol Hamogin Avram Kasa B'Shem Aposkim, the Mutalitian Afilu L'Katan Shegil L'Chinuch. The Mogin Avram brings down the name of various poskim that you can even give it to an older child who has already definitely reached the age of chinuch, and not, as the first opinion suggests, that he should be below that age of, let's say, 4 to 8, whatever the age of chinuch is. And the Mishnah Berurah himself tells us that this child has reached the age of chinuch, Chaynu Kvar Sheish Kvar Sheva, a 6 or 7 year old child, called Chad L'Pum Chorfe, each child according to his mental capabilities and his wiseness. And he says, "Va'adarabba, in fact, im yitain rak l'katun shelo gil l'chinuch, if you give it to a very young child, you give it to a 3 year old kid, then yeah, birchas hamivarech levatala, that's a bracha levatala, because you don't have to make a bracha for a child who's under the age of 3. You only teach children who are above the age of chinuch to go make a bracha, and therefore, if you make the bracha for them, it's part of chinuch. So the child, by definition, according to this opinion, should be above the age of chinuch, the holo gil l'chanchu bebracha, because below that there is no obligation to make kiddush for him or to make a bracha for him." And va'afilu l'fi mashim avor l'kama misimun shimun gimel, even what we learned previously, the also l'hachu b'yodayim l'katon, afilu dvarim shasur m'drabanan, and even though there is an isser to feed something to a young child, even if it's only an isser d'rabanan, hacha shari b'nei kama tom, here there's no problem for two reasons. Ayin in the Morgan Avram. Look in the Morgan Avram for why it's not a problem over here to give this young child something before there was kiddush b'makom suda made, so technically you can only eat kiddush b'makom suda. It's not a problem over here. The Dershufut number 1 brings down from the Bach, Shekotrish Toligia Lechinuch, Ein Bo Isser Sefiyo B'Yadayim, because he hasn't yet reached the age of Chinuch, there is no problem over here of giving it to him. Dershufut number 4 brings down that when you have a Bris Milah on Yom Kippur, the Ramah brings down, Shemavarcham al HaKos, you make the Bari Priya Gofen on the coast, and you give the little baby that just had the Bris Milah to drink from the wine that you make the Bracha on. And the Mogen Avram adds over there, even though by Kiddush, if you give it to a Katan that hasn't yet reached the Chinuch age, it's considered a Bracha Levatala. By a bris milah, kiven shabrach hi avar hatinok atzma, the bracha there is for the child that's having the bris milah, you can give it to him to drink, and it's not called the bracha levatala. The issue for number 5 brings down, kiven shakotun shol sirach kedesh lotei bracha mevarach levatala, the child over here is drinking on the Friday night kiddush in order not to be bracha levatala, so Shlomo Zalman brings down over here, she itachin shetzorach hakotun lechavin lotzei sirach bebirchas bari priya gofen. Because that is the bracha over here that we're worried about being a bracha of atola. But the rest of the kiddush that you're saying over here, even if the child has intention to be yotze with that, as a child that you're teaching, he can't be yotze because it's not in the setting of a suda. He brings down from the Eshel of Rami Bachach, however, shakot and sorach lishtos kamo lugmov. The child should drink a malo lugmov, and therefore you see from here that that would be yotze bidyeved, the suda, by having a malo lugmov. The issue foot number 7 brings down, which we'll discuss in a moment, when we reach the Mishnah Berurah talking about what happens if there is no cotton there, says that when you're drinking a revius over here of the cup, so that can take the place of a suda. But there are other opinions that bring down that you need a revius for the suda as well as another revius for the kiddush cup, and therefore some suggest that in this situation you have a double revius, you have two revius and over here not to run into a problem of kiddush shalom b'makom suda. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'u'adin demutul ahachil liktanim b'shabbos b'shachris l'tei kiddush v'osu la'noso. Likewise, you're allowed to give a child, a young child, to drink before kiddush and Shabbos morning because you're not allowed to afflict him. If there is no child in the shul Friday night, then the chazan should drink a revius. This will count, as I already pointed out, as a bidyevet for saying that the wine itself, a revius, is the suda. Now, he says in this situation, as a bidyevet. Then you have to make an alagefen afterwards because you drank a suda, you drank a revius. The actual bidaito lotzis bekiddush zeh, and you should have in mind that you're yotze in this kiddush. However, when you come home and mikol mokum yochol achakach lachzul kaddish beveso lotzi bivnei veso, when you come home, you are allowed to go make kiddush again and be motzi all the other people in your family. Kamosha kosov simon reish ayin gimel sif dalet. Now there are a number of important dirshu footnotes over here, but I'm not sure if we're going to have time to get to them. Footnote 7, 8, and 9, we'll see, Mirtz Hashem, if we have time or not, but they're kedai to look at. Then we go to Sivkot and Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. The Ein Kiddush, Ela B'Makom Suda, what does that mean, Hainu? The Ein HaMekadesh Yotzei B'Kiddush Zeh, you can't fulfill your obligation of Kiddush, Kivin She'ein B'Makom Suda, because there is no Suda over there. And therefore, Mishum Hachi, also Lo Litom Klum, that's why he's not allowed to drink anything, Ad She'i Kaddish B'Makom Suda, because he's not allowed to drink before Kiddush, and this didn't satisfy Kiddush, because it wasn't B'Makom Suda, and therefore, in this situation, you are not Yotzei with Kiddush. That's why you shouldn't drink from it. Sivkot and Gimel. The Beit Knishta in the Shul. Ayin Leel B'Simon Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Aleph. The Mishnah Brura. Masha Kosavim was there. See over there what we learned about drinking and eating in the shul. And the issue number 10 reminds us that under certain situations, if you make a tanai, you are allowed to go and, in fact, eat in a shul. And that really only applies in shuls in Chutz La'aretz. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet. The Afo Gavda Makadish Atzmo Lo Yotze. Even though the person in shul who's making the Kiddush isn't Yotze, nevertheless, Motzi Esu Acherim. He would be able to go and be Motzi, the guests who are going to eat in the shul, even though the person making the Kiddush is not. Kamosha Kosa Simon Reishai and Gimel, as we'll learn in Reishai and Gimel. Why? Because by Kiddush you can be Motzi somebody else, even though you're not going to be Motzi yourself because you're not eating there with them. Finally, Sivkot and Hey, Shalol Lekadish V'chule, U'vidiminaseinu Noagim Lekadish V'veis HaKnesses B'Shavas Yontov. He says some shuls have the custom to make Kiddush, some don't. And the Mishnah Berurah says, nowadays, in our places, brings down from the Mogen Avram, the minhag was still to make Kiddush in shuls on both Shabbos and Yontov. However, the one exception is Bavad, B'Leil Aleph Shal Pesach, on Pesach night, in Lekadish V'veis HaKnesses. You don't make Kiddush over there. And the reason is because even the most poor person will be required the tzibur to go and get them dalek kosos. So therefore, they're not really going to be eating in the shul. Everybody will have their own dalek kosos. And then he adds, Umahadrin achayayin. One should ideally go make kiddush after wine. And noagim liknos bedomim hamitzvah. Mishi yitin lo yayin lebeis haknesses likidush of yavdalta. And people would go and specifically want to be the ones to donate the money or the actual wine for both kiddush and avdalah. That's a big schus for somebody to have that mitzvah, that he's the one that donated the wine for kiddush and avdalah in the shul. And don't nullify or get rid of this minhag over here, ki harbe ga'onim yisadu, because many great ga'onim set this minhag up that they should vie, so to say, for the honor of donating this wine to the shul, and don't get rid of this beautiful minhag, kemosha kosav harashba. Sivkot and Vav, La'amod, the minhag the Ramah brought down was for people to stand up when they make Kiddush in Shul. The Amru HaRishonim, Shezeh Moel, La'ayefus HaBirkayim. So the Rishonim bring down that this is a schooler, this is some sort of a supernatural way that one can heal if he has, so to say, weak knees. If a person has tired knees, maybe they're talking about arthritis or some other pains in the knees, so standing up in Kiddush in Shul is a schooler that Mirtz Hashem HaKadosh Baruch should grant you a refuah shleima. Dishuf number 11 brings down a very important idea. He says, Mishi Rotze, Lot says he de chovet b'kiddush zeh. If somebody is in shul and is going to be yotze with that kiddush, he's going to eat in shul, so he has to make sure he tells the chazan, listen, I am going to be yotze with you, so please have in mind to be motzi me. Because otherwise, the default position is that people are not, in fact, expecting to be yotze with the chazan, and therefore the chazan, by definition, in this situation, doesn't have in mind that you'll be motzi with him. The issue for number 13 brings down, if the shul only has enough wine for one cup, either Kiddush or Havdalah, so then he brings down, Sha'odiv Shi'avdilu Olav. It's better to make Havdalah on this cup. Kivin Shiba Havdalah, Beveis HaKnesses, Yotzim Bo Yidei Chova. When people make Havdalah in shul, they're actually being Yotze with that. Mashiach came to Kiddush, where nobody's really being Yotze. So if you only have one cup, preferable to use it for the Havdalah, there will really be Motzi people, and not for Kiddush, where nobody really is being Yotze from that person. Finally, we bring down over here, and dear Shavuot number 9, v'micholim b'nei habayis the kaddish b'atzmon. It should be better for the person who made kiddush in shul and drank from the wine because there was no children over there. Now he comes home. Is it better for him to make kiddush again for his family, or should his family preferably make their own kiddush? So he brings down from the Mishnah Berurah, shaprichodush cholik v'sover shiochol lohotziyim. He still can go do this, even though the Shulchan Aruch says that maybe the family should go and preferably make the kiddush themselves. And he brings down as well from the Aretzos Achayim, from the Malbim, shemicholim b'nei habayis the kaddish b'atzmon odif. He says that the preferable situation would be that if they can make Kiddush on their home, you have an older son at home, so let him make his own Kiddush rather than you making Kiddush for him. He says, however, b'di'evet, the B'Halacha says, shebechol ofen motzi, that you can be motzi then, mishum shekol habrachos afa b'shiyotza motzi, because we have this rule, ko yisol ha'reivim zelazeh, and you can be motzi then. And he says, this is true, afilu odem shebaki b'yatzmo, even if they could make the Kiddush themselves, you could be motzi them through their chova. And that which the Shulchan Aruch said would be preferable for them to make it on their own, so then that is only l'mitzvah bi'almo l'chatchila, because it's general, it's better for a person to be motzi himself than to be listening to somebody else. However, certainly if the person did make the Kiddush, he could be motzi the rest of his family. That will conclude today's shir. Unfortunately, we did not get to the other Dear Shu footnotes. Kedai to look at them. That concludes Simon Reish Samach Tes and today's shir.